Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
With a flip phone.
Y'all know I love y'all, man.
All right, man.
Talk to you soon.
By the way, Edda bought that for me like 3 years ago. I barely wear it. It just hangs up in the closet.
Well, I was just trying to like make, I was just, trying to defend Casey and D-Lo for,
No, you weren't defending. We try to get you some Versace, man.
You're wearing a Jumpman top and bottom. Is that the one from Paris?
No, this is what Anna bought me at a clearance on Macy's.
Oh, I thought that was the one from Paris.
Oh, no, that's the PSG.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
That's still up in there. I got the PSG.
Might be suggestible.
PSG. So, anyway.
Trading Nick Bosa?
Might be suggestible.
So, well, it's really hard to find. I'm just like, it's really hard to find elite talent, and we agree he's leaving a lot to be desired. But if you trade Nick Bosa, what it becomes the number one need? Pass rush. Okay, all of your draft capital will go into more pass rush, and you're hoping one of those guys becomes close to the player that he currently already is.
Baldy on Bosa's season.
If you look at just the recent defensive players of the year. You look at Nick Bosa, you look at TJ, you look at Myles Garrett. Like, you just take those three guys now. I mean, if you just went off the tape, you take Jonathan Greener right now. You take Grenard in Minnesota over Nick. You would take, there's certain guys that you would take. You would take Danielle Hunter, okay? Like, you would take certain guys over him right now. And this is the great Nick Bosa, but he's not, like, he's still getting to the quarterback, and he's making some plays more so than the stats might show, but he's not creating strip fumbles, where like he once was. Like, he's not doing that right now.
So here's Shanahan earlier this season, right, the day before training camp on the TK show, about reliving the Buckner deal, because I don't think Shanahan and Lynch are afraid of making trades. They've taken calls on Deebo multiple times. They've taken calls on Brandon Ayuk. I wonder if they've taken calls on Nick Bosa before. But here's what Shanahan had to say about reliving the Buckner deal.
The Buckner thing was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. I loved DeForest Buckner. We didn't want to get rid of him at all. But we're trying to budget a certain amount of money. And then when it gets to a certain price and we know what the options are, you got to choose paying Buck whatever it was, which is a few more than what we were willing. Which, all right, let's go there. Guys, what does that mean? Well, you got to get rid of Jimmy Ward and Armstead. Ooh, that's a tough decision. Well, I don't know where I'm going to go with that decision. What if we told you if you get rid of Buck, you get Jimmy Ward, Armstead, and the 13th pick in the draft? Man, that makes sense from an organizational standpoint. Man, I don't want to lose Buck. He's like everything you want for a Niner. But those are the tough decisions you got to make for that. And that does make sense. You can go either way, but I understand that decision and had nothing to do with Buck. That just had to do with what we were trying to build and how many more people we could get. And we think it's 3-1. Those aren't easy, but I don't shy away from that.
All right, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, talking about trading Bosa. Sorry, go ahead, Shasky. We haven't even got through the season yet, and we're talking about trade guys.
This is what happens in a spiral, you know, losing their mind type of year.
It's,
so the Bosa thing, like, I don't think Bosa's going anywhere. I need him to just be more like a leader, dude. I mean, come on. Take accountability of your career. You know, that's all. Take accountability of your own career. Stop complaining about what's not around you and all that. No one can name. The average fan cannot name who's on the defensive line besides TJ Watt. Maybe a few people know Cam Hayward. Maybe. Yeah. But let's call it what it is.
I think football fans know about the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. But I hear you. I hear your point. I get your point.
I mean, there's no excuse. Like, we just watch and we're like, wow, TJ Watt is like attacking the quarterback nonstop. Like, Myles Garrett, he has every reason to tap out this year. And every week I watch and this dude's making play after play after play on a team that has had no shot for months on end. Right? And so I don't want to hear it from Bosa this year. I just want him to play better. And he's got to start playing better.
I don't think the scheme fits Bosa, the wide nine. I think they need to adjust the scheme for Nick Bosa. He's lined up so far outside the tackle box that he's not a speed rusher. He's a power rusher. So let's get rid of the Y-9 for once. This could be a traditional 4-3 if you don't want to move to a 3-4, which was obvious when Vic Fangio inquired about the defense coordinator job. Shanahan wants to stick with the Y-9 and the 4-3. I don't like that. Look how it's working out for Philadelphia. Their defense is back. It's back. This Y-9, I don't think benefits your best defensive player. So if I'm paying my guy, Nick Bosa, the most amount of money as a defensive player in the league, then I need to find a scheme that fits Nick Bosa. Hey, Nick, what scheme do you want to play in? Is it the Y-9? I doubt it's the Y-9. I doubt he wants to play in the Y-9 over and over and over again.
I don't know.
He's not a speed rusher. Look how far outside he lines up.
There's no doubt. They have to maximize their personnel. That is something that they're absolutely going to have to look at. And it's up to these guys to stop complaining about what they want to run and just, like, trust the coaches. They do. That might be why you need a veteran DC who's got a little cachet. I don't know if you can go with a first-timer. Like, some of these guys are almost too evolutionary. Nick's the highest-paid guy in that team. It's hard to stand up to him and be like, no, we're going to change everything up. I know you've been a Pro Bowler and a Defensive Player of the Year, but we're going to do it my way. That's why I wanted Vic Fangio so bad last year, because I think Vic has the kind of cachet where guys would fall in line. Now, the other part of this is like, and we were talking about the Nick Bosa trade, but when you compare the DeForest Buckner situation, like, I do believe what he said about DeForest Buckner is exactly what he would say about Brock Purdy. I love Brock Purdy. I really like him. But when he's making $65 million versus, you know, somebody else out there and what we could flip. See, I think that's their mindset on every position.
I think playing musical chairs at the quarterback position is a dangerous game. Look what it did. We were discussing quarterbacks moving on, like how Minnesota moved on for Case Keenum after the NFC Championship game. Philadelphia, after Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, went back to Carson Wentz, and then Carson Wentz got hurt, and they ended up going back to Nick Foles. The Baltimore Ravens, way back in the day, moved off of Trent Dilfer, and it killed that team. They said, Trent Dilfer, yeah, he wasn't great in a lot of people's eyes, but he was good for us. And we lost something when we didn't have Trent Dilfer, and they went to Elvis Gerback. Hell, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers basically kind of told Brad Johnson, yeah, we're not sold on you completely. They started playing musical chairs with Sean King. I think it's a dangerous game to continue to play musical chairs at the quarterback position. What Casey said is something I believe in, stability at the quarterback position. In 2.5 years with Brock Purdy, we've seen a guy play excellent football. And I do believe this is a one-off with Brock Purdy. Get him some weapons outside, like Baldy said, some explosiveness. Get him some big receivers. Get Brandon Ayuk back. You get Christian McCaffrey back in the fold. And now we're looking at a guy who's in an MVP conversation again within this offense. I don't subscribe to playing musical chairs at the quarterback spot, especially when you got a good one. Brock Purdy's been so far better than Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not even funny. And now we're ready to move off for Sam Darnold?
Well, this year
for Sam Darnold?
No, I think this year looks very Jimmy-like. I think that's the big concern. You know, I think that's the big concern. And at one point, if I told people during the 2019 season the way the Jimmy thing would end, no one would have believed us, you know? And so these things happen quick, and it's this coach. I think if it was like a different coach, I wouldn't view it this way. Like, this coach is, he's won with a lot of different quarterbacks, and he has a very quick hook. Like, the way we thought he viewed running backs, I feel like he views every position that way.
Yeah, that's, I think that's a dangerous game. 888-957-9570 is a number. 888-957-9570 is a number. And especially when you don't have D tackles, you have D tackles. A D tackle spot they need to upgrade. They've whiffed on that one. So, anyway, more on Brock Purdy, Sam Darnold, Nick Bosa. I got my little elf on the shelf for Baby Chess because, you know, this whole elf on the shelf thing that I've
never played in my life. Oh, I thought that was Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah. Is it Brock Purdy? Does it look like Brock?
That's so mean. I don't know what elf on the shelf is. What is that?
Yeah, we'll explain on the other side. Brought to you by Safeway.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Love you guys. Most of the time. Most of the time.
Hey, Scott, going through it. Joel Embiid out with a sinus infection. Or was it sinus fracture or something crazy? Insane. Insane. Oh, man.
What is that in your hand?
It's an elf. Okay. So I have never heard of this elf on the shelf thing.
Nor have I. I don't know what you're talking about.
And I still don't even understand it. But basically every morning during the holidays, elf on the shelf, I guess it's Santa's. Spinoni will probably know. I'm going to do a terrible job describing it. But basically every morning, Anna does something different with the elf. Like one morning, for example, she had Elsa freeze the elf. And she put this elf in a tub of water and froze it.
Oh.
And then it was like Elsa froze the elf. And what was it?
Like
what
Sub-Zero.
Is this? Yeah. What is the whole deal with the elf on the shelf, Spadoni?
Is it for your daughter?
Yeah, it's for my daughter. So this morning, and we'll explain why. But basically, Anna said, hey, for the elf on the shelf for the next day, I'm going to put them in your backpack. And we're going to act like the elf snuck into your backpack. And then I want you to take pictures of him driving the car and then talking on the microphone. And so now she wants me to show the elf. So what is the whole elf?
So like the whole like purpose of it, you put in different spots and it's like, you know what, elves, they help Santa Claus, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like the elves have Santa's ears. So they know if you've been naughty or nice. So you keep the elf around during Christmas time. It's like, oh, the elf sees everything. He's around the house. He sees what you're doing. So you better be good.
Kids. It's for the kids.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh,
and you can put them in different scenarios
Let me shut up because I already see the text line. You guys are going to ruin it for a bunch of kids listening. So let me shut up about that. So just Google it. You got to Google it.
I didn't say anything. I just said the elf is Santa's helper.
Yeah,
I didn't say anything crazy.
Right. You know, don't be beholden to the text line.
Well, don't tell me. You were just looking at the text line during the break. What are you talking about? You love the text line. You love the text line. Relax. Tell me it doesn't affect me. I'm just saying. He said, don't ruin it. So make sure we're not spoiling
it. Don't ruin it.
Telling me not to look at it. Tell you just looked at the break, searching through all the text. TC Sacramento. Did you not? Get on me. Tell me what I need to do, man. TC, what's up?
What's up with my bros, man?
Good.
Yeah, just vibing. Hey, check it out. Hey, I'm trying to make it out there Friday, bro, to the awards, man. If I can't, though, man, I hope I win, man. But I'm going to try to get that off, bro, so I can get out there to y'all. I'm going to show up for sure.
I hope to see ya.
Yeah, man, for sure, for sure. Hey, look, hey, you already know I'm coming in hot. I see how silent it is. Listen, I told you already, man, I'm trading both those dudes for two first-round picks, Kyle and Bosa, right? Kyle, you can go to Chicago. Bosa, we can find a spot for you for two first rounds. You trade up in a draft, because you can get another pass rusher that can just bull rush. Like, you're not a TJ Watt, bro. You be doing, like, a lot of distractions. Your health is a problem. I get it. When you're top-notch, you did all that, Bosa, but you're not like a TJ Watt, bro. We can find another bull rusher, a guy coming off the edge. You get what I'm saying? Go get the boy and keep it pushing. That's my plan, man. if nobody won't agree with it, I mean, it is what it is, though, but that's my plan. That's how I'm
It's an interesting plan.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion is what I've learned and what I've tried to learn over the last 8 years of doing radio, that you're going to get opinions from all walks of life and all kind of different opinions, and that one shouldn't scoff at the opinion. So I'm not going to scoff at anything, but when I am, what is going through my head is, damn, this is going to be a long offseason. Like, he thought last offseason was hard, coming off of a Super Bowl loss. It's got nothing on what's coming up here with the 49ers. It's going to be a long all season.
What's harder to find?
Quarterback.
It's the hardest thing to find in sport. Is it harder to find a great quarterback or a great coach?
Quarterback.
Quarterback. Okay, what about
quarterback, but... You know, when you think about great quarterbacks, they always align themselves with great coaches. Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand. Andy Reid, Mahomes. I think McDermott's a really good coach, and I think Josh Allen's a really good quarterback. John Harbaugh, I think he's a really good coach slash great coach. Lamar Jackson's turned out to be a great player. We think about the go to four. I'm higher on Zach Taylor than a lot of other people. And then you look at Cincinnati, their offense hasn't been a problem. It's been a defense. So Lou Amoruto has a chip is stuck in my throat here.
Well, I just wouldn't be into trading the head coach.
Man, that was with that. I mean, I just like the Skittle.
I wouldn't be into trading the DN. But here's the question I would ask you: who's more untouchable then? Forget coaches, Stan. If you had to choose, and we had to pull the Niner fans, is Purdy more untouchable, or is Bosa more untouchable?
What do you think is more untouchable? What do you think is more untouchable?
I mean, I asked you the question originally, but I think I'm going to go with. I think I'm going to probably
the old
go
Uno
with,
reverse card.
You like that? You like that?
Well, I mean,
we're going to get your answer after Shasky's.
I'd probably go with Purdy. I think it's, look, there is something to the health thing with Bosa, and he hasn't played great. I'm a little bitter over the amount of money I had to give him, and I don't know, man. Like, I could see the quarterback still being good with a crummy defense, and you could still survive a little. I don't, like, even if you had a top-tier defense, if you don't have a quarterback, you're kind of done. Is there a team that's going to be a playoff team right now with a crummy quarterback? I'm just asking, like...
I don't know.
Because I know there are some teams that don't have great defenses that are going to be playoff teams.
Without Bosa, the defense is pretty bad. With Bosa, the defense is mediocre. Without a quarterback, your offense is not going to go anywhere. We see teams. Just look at last night with the Raiders. Desmond Ridder's not a functional quarterback. He scored 9 points. I don't know, man. I don't know the answer to that question. I really don't. But here's what Troy Aikman said about the head coach last night on Monday Night Football.
There has been discussion about do you give up some picks and see if you can maybe make a deal for a guy like Kyle Shanahan. I would be all in on that because he would develop a quarterback and he's a hell of a head coach. But can you pull that off? That's a better question. And who might you hire that has no head coaching experience as an offensive guy? You never know the answer to that as to how good they're going to be.
That's Troy Aikman last night on Monday Night Football during the Bears and Vikings game. That's how Aikman feels about Shanahan. That's how the rest of the league feels about Shanahan. But for some reason in this bubble, we're willing to just trade him for picks.
The most important guy in the organization is Kyle Shanahan. No, I will go down with the ship on that one. Like, he's more important than the quarterback because I'm watching quarterbacks have zero chance for success because of play caller and head coach. Like, I can't even begin to make an assessment on Caleb when I watch them play football. I watched Antonio Pierce's team. I don't know how Raider fans do it. I watched last night, and all I kept thinking was, look, I know this is ugly, and they have no personnel. Brock Bowers I like a lot. Like, I know if Kyle Shanahan was just imported right now on game day, forget practice week, game day, I know he can call a better game than like, half the league, sight unseen. Like, he's the most important person in the entire organization right now. There's just not a chance in hell I'm trading him. Period.
Go to JC and Sack. JC, what's happening?
What's going on, gentlemen? Oh, baby. So you guys hear me?
Yep.
We got you.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to touch on a few things. Those two brothers that called us there, Trey Bosa, they know what they're talking about. KC, TC, I believe. I've been telling you guys. I don't have a problem with Bosa. He's a good player, but he's not that guy to be making almost $35 million. But I don't have a problem with his, like what he said in the locker room about Devondre Campbell, because I don't look at Bosa as like a leader. He seems very introverted and non-confrontational. And so I realized as soon as he got on the team, he's good, but he's just not going to be your leader. And I just accept that. You don't have a problem with that. Everybody can't play every position. But I would try to trade him, because I do think he's maxed out his body significantly. Now, as far as Purdy, I would not give Purdy no $60, $50, $40 million. I might not even give him $35. I would probably give him at best.
Would you, flip, I mean him for, would best. You flip him for Darnold?
Oh, absolutely not. That's absolutely absurd. I don't know who would even take that seriously. No. I probably would offer him about between 25 and 30 max. I would give him that 33 what Baker got. Yeah.
JC,
I just think
JC,
his skill set is very limited.
JC, you're nominated for the Rookie Roaster of the Year. I just want to let you know you're nominated for that award, Rookie Roaster of the Year. Did you hear Baldy? Did you hear Baldy this morning?
Yeah, I heard him, and I'm lockstep with Baldy, you know?
Well, no, what Baldy said, he said he'd think about flipping Purdy for Darnold.
No, I'm not in agreement with that, but I'm in agreement with the other things as far as his slight regression and his injury history. I called in before, and I said, this is going to be, if he has to get that shoulder cleaned up, that's two surgeries in three off seasons. That's starting to be a problem, and that's Jimmy G-like. He's better than Jimmy G, but that's what hampered Jimmy G. He just could not stay healthy, and Brock is not a big guy. Now, my last point, very quickly, I have a whole trade scenario for Chicago. I would trade, if this was a blockbuster trade, I'd be open to it. I'd give Chicago Kyle, I'd give him Christian McCaffrey, I'd give him Debo, I'd give him Ricky Parcell, and I'd give him Juszczyk for two first-round picks, a second-round pick, DJ Moore, and I would take DeAndre Swift. And that's the trade I would make with Chicago.
This is great. I love this. This is hilarious.
Why not, JC?
Yeah, okay, so Shanahan, I'm just laughing here, but I'm going with it. Shanahan, who?
Yes. I'd give up Shanahan. Uh-huh. I'd give up C-Mac with the contract and the H. Uh-huh. I'd give up Debo with the weight issues. Uh-huh. I'd give up Ricky Parcell because I don't know if he's that guy. I'd give up Juszczyk because he really doesn't do anything, right? I'd give him those players. And I would get back.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would get back two ones. Okay. I would get back a two. I would get back DJ Moore, the receiver. And I would get back DeAndre Swift if I could.
And who's coaching the team?
We'd find a coach. I mean, it's guys out there that can coach. We just might not know, but I'm sure somebody can coach the thing.
All right, JC.
When does that crack come for you?
I just, love him, though, because you know what? That's how sports fans talk.
Yeah, you can just find a coach. Just go find one. You know, yeah.
Shanahan, C-Mac, Debo, Parcell. Isn't that what he called
them? No, Parcell.
Oh, okay. And then Juice. For two firsts and a second, DJ Moore, who they already just traded for. I believe they gave him money. I don't know. And then let's take a running back because, you know, we can't find running backs. So DeAndre Swift will take back for two. Wow, that's an interesting trade.
I'm looking at dates here. NFL free agency dates.
Oh, I thought you were looking at like vacation dates.
Oh, well,
you're
no. Well, I'm
exhausted
looking at
these takes.
Well, that's what I'm doing here. So I'm looking at the schedule here. 2024, 25 important dates. So I'm saying, all right, February 18th, beginning this date, teams can designate franchise or transition players. Okay. March 4th, prior to 4 p.m. New York time, deadline for clubs to designate the franchise or transition players. And then the negotiation period for a restricted free agents began March 10th and 12th. So maybe I just need to take a month off from February. Because, no, you're right. It's only going to get crazier.
Well,
like, this is just the tipping point. We haven't even... Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay.
Oh, my gosh. What are we doing here?
Forget that. Forget that part.
No,
that.
It's hard to forget it when we're taking calls all day about it. What are you telling me to forget it when we're doing it all week long? Forget it. No, we can't forget it. These are actual... Baldy set it off. He set it off. Now everybody's running with it.
All right. Let's play a hypothetical. God. Let's play a hypothetical. All right?
Hypothetical
game. Okay? Because I think this is how these conversations go. Last offseason, it was like, hey, well, CMC wants money. All right, well, we're going to probably have to say goodbye to you know, Eric Armstead. Well, we also have to pay Ayuk and, you know, this. All right, well, then the year after that, we're probably going to have to say goodbye to Debo. Like, I don't think they're, like, concrete, but these are, like, the conversations I believe that you're having.
Yeah, I get it. But you say, you know, this is how fans talk about sports and whatnot. There's a realistic component to this.
You haven't had a wild trade in your mind?
No, not ever since I got into the game. I kind of like that's left my system a little bit. But
your Christian McCaffrey trade request was crazy to the audience here in the Bay Area.
But I had context to it, and it came to fruition. Like, I'm not just going to throw something out there just like the Antonio Brown was one of my most ridiculous takes. Like, trade number 2 overall pick for Antonio Brown because I wanted a wide receiver who was explosive.
But at the time, it made sense.
Well, then he went cuckoo, and I was like, yeah, I probably need to take a step back off of that one. So, but no, when it's things like this, and we do this with the Warriors all the time.
Do it with every team.
All the time. Well, this guy sucks on my team. But let's go trade this player for that player who's greater. Like, for example, Jaime in San Carlos. Jaime's a very intelligent caller. But you know what? Yeah, we shouldn't pay Brock Purdy. He's not good enough. Maybe we should just trade him for Joe Burrow. Wait, you don't think he's good enough over here?
I mean,
but there's some picks attached to that trade, too.
But, 3
first-rounders.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? like, we do this all the time.
But, Monte, you're also ridiculous. The guy, the maker of this line, which I subscribe to now. Again, because you know, I'm not concrete in my opinions. They're constantly evolving. There's always a sucker.
There's always a sucker.
All right,
in the
so
NBA,
let me give you this
NBA.
Scenario.
But no, but also, the NFL is a year-to-year league, so I get all this. I get all of it.
But
that's why it's going to be crazy.
Well, Shanahan, C-Mac, Debo, Pearsall, Juice. I mean, for 2 firsts, a second, DJ Moore and DeAndre Swift. That is the most interesting trade I've heard on these airwaves.
I mean, it's been a lot. We're just getting started.
I know.
CC and Sack had a plan. You know, everybody's got a plan. Like, so what is your plan for the offseason?
Sam Lubman texted me this plan. You want to hear it?
Yeah. So
here's the hypothetical.
Why didn't you just say it on the air? Why didn't you text him?
I'm going
to need him to stay off his cell phone during the show. The man, he wants us off our phones.
So
okay, my bad.
So here's the thing. Let's say you got about 70 million.
Why didn't you text me the plan? I want to hear the plan. See, you guys always leaving me out.
I'm throwing this to you. I'm like, because I'm going to do this exercise. Let's say you have about 70 million that you could play around with. This is in this hypothetical, because I believe this is how it is.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
There's budgeting. You can keep Bosa at $35 million, and you could bring in Darnold at $35 million, and maybe hypothetically trade away Brock Purdy and get some draft capital back. Or Brock Purdy at $55 million, you got to say goodbye to Bosa, and you got Matos and Floyd as your DNs making the $10 million difference, $15 million difference. Do you not think these are how, and I'm not saying it's this dramatic, but.
No, that's on the whiteboard. Every scenario on the whiteboard, they look at all options. They're looking at everything.
So presented with this one, if I were to say you keep, and this is going dramatic here. I think Bosa's on the team no matter what, but it's you keep Bosa and you bring in Darnold, or you keep Purdy and you go with the combination of Gross, Matos, and Leonard Floyd. Which one are you going to go with if I made you choose?
Hard to go into a season with Leonard Floyd and Gross Matos. I mean, take yourself seriously. I mean, come on, man.
As much as Bosa
has bothered me over the last couple of years, and I'm going to give myself some credit here for once. I've really been cool with Nick Bosa. Like, part of me just wants to crush him for some of the things over the last couple of years, but you know what? I'm just saying, you know what? I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone because I kind of figured he was this type of guy when he signed that money going into Pittsburgh and he stuck the organization for another $20 million and did everything. When he threw Steve Wilkes under the bus, I said, this guy who's talking about experimenting different moves in the first 7 weeks of the season, yeah, it's not about winning. I'm just trying to find my rhythm. I'm just a bit experimenting. Bro, we trying to win football games. I need you to get to the quarterback. And you're out here experimenting, saying, yeah, I'm working on speed rushes and this and that. That's what training camp is for, doggy. Come on, doggy. And then this year, don't even get me started. You took away Isaac Grinnell's moment on Sunday Night Football. You hijacked that one. Then you ducked the questions. And now you're talking about, yeah, I heard Campbell. He was complaining before the game, but I decided not to say anything. You got a C on your chest. Hell, Debo went up to Jake Moody and Tamir Pepper and Udoh chopped him in the throat because he missed a damn field goal. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have that than this guy complaining about, yeah, I'm not going to get no playing time today, yada, yada, yada. We getting ready for Thursday Night Football. You decide. Yeah, I'm not even going to address it.
All right,
like, so Bosa's getting, he's gotten on my damn nerves the last 2 years.
All right.
However, I understand how good of a player he is, and his defense is a lot worse without number 97.
So your tolerance level for his talent is greater.
Hey, what did Parcells say? You need characters.
So let's forget.
You need high IQ guys with good character. And do you need characters who can play good football? Well, Bosa may be trending towards, he's a character who can play football, so you have to tolerate it.
We've got 3 weeks, and we're going to evaluate all these things. Today, if I were to say to you, I want you to, Bonte Hill, give me the list of guys, no matter what, are on this team to start week one next year. Give it to me.
Wait, no matter what, they're not on the team?
No matter what, the guys on the roster right now, no matter what they cost, no matter what you're doing, just blank check, doesn't matter, but I just want these guys on my team no matter what. How long is that list?
Well, George Kittle's probably on that list.
Let him talk.
We got a 53-man roster, so.
Just go with the guys that you have to see on this team. Forget like the ancillary pieces, the big ones.
All right, big ones. Warner, Greenlaw.
Warner, Bosa. Greenlaw, okay.
Bosa. Yamador Lenore.
Yes, and he got paid.
I would like to keep Charvarius Ward, but I think it's going to cost you a pretty penny. But Charvarius Ward would be one of mine. I think he's had a solid season.
Okay.
Renardo Green, obviously. Tatum Bethune.
I'll put Green. I won't put Bethune. He barely played this year.
But I still like him. I think he could be a good player.
Pooney?
Malik Mustafa. Okay. Dominic Pooney. Trent Williams.
You still want Trent?
Still want Trent.
Okay.
Christian McCaffrey. Jordan Mason.
Wait. Mason Free. Okay. Mason.
Isaac Grando.
CMC, you're bringing back. Okay.
Absolutely. Isaac Grando. Brock Purdy.
Purdy, absolutely. You just glossed over that. Purdy, no matter what, all right?
I got Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Telling me to pick between Darnold or Purdy? Come on, let's not get
crazy. I didn't ask the other alternatives. Just guys that you have to have on this team next year.
What else? Oh, Brandon Ayuk is going to be on this team. Juwan Jennings.
If you had it your way, would
you? Juwan Jennings, yes.
Okay.
We screwed this Brandon Ayuk situation up. I put it more on the organization than I put it on BA. And that's what it lists. You said big stuff, so we're not going to go ancillary pieces. Oh, Jake Moody, he's got to be on the roster.
Oh, my
big
God.
Field goals last Thursday night.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Okay. Jake Moody's got a leg.
Ricky Pearsall.
Ooh.
Did I say his name?
Ooh.
I'm out.
You did not say his name. I offered to. You.
There's another name I omitted.
Ufunga?
Yeah, I omitted that one. There's another name.
Debo?
Ding, 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 ding.
So, your list is probably way longer than mine. Like, if I just say, like, hell or high water, they've got to be on my team next year. You got about 15 names there. Warner, Kittle, Greenlaw for sure. I don't even care if he's, like, just I need Greenlaw on the team. Honestly, I don't care if Trent stays or goes. I don't. So, he's not on my list. Diamond Lenore, absolutely. I'm going to put Purdy on this list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pooney, that'd be 6. I'm going to give CMC one more chance to run it back. 7.
Wait, you would consider moving off of CMC?
Well, is the guy ever going to be healthy again?
Oh,
he's making the most amount of the running back position. Like, I don't even know. Like, I think it's under 10, dude. Like, I'm being 100%.
That's a Zaccaroni, baby.
Wow.
Warner. I'm just saying,
wow.
When I close my eyes, Bosa is on my list as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 9 names.
Oh my God.
Warner,
nine
Kittle.
Names that you want back next year.
Well, hell or high water.
Yeah.
Hell or high water. Like, Warner, Kittle, it's a game I'm playing. Greenlaw, Lenore, Purdy, Pooney, CMC, Ayuk, Bosa. I mean, honestly, Niner fans, I'm just being honest here. Am I missing somebody? I would like to see Renardo Green and Mustafa. I haven't seen enough. We'll see. You know, time will tell. Like, to me, these are all deal breakers. Like, this changes who you are fundamentally. We're talking about 9 guys. For me.
Yeah, that's your, yeah, for you. Yeah, I don't know if I go that far.
Oh, and Jennings. You know what? Juwan Jennings, I'm going to add as my 10th. Jennings has played his ass off this year. I feel very foolish having not put his name on here. Because Jennings, when I watch him play, he represents what being a Niner is.
Let's go to Dave and Fresno. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, Dante Shasky. You know, the conversation about Brock, I'm hearing to pay him. It sounds to me, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing it's more circumstantial than his actual, you know, ability. And I think that would be a mistake. And what I'm hearing from you, Dante, is that you want to pay him because you're tired of the QB carousel and you're scared of not, you know, what's life without Brock.
I'm not, listen, first of all, number one, I don't give a damn who the quarterback is. I've said that for 2 years straight now on this station. I don't care who plays quarterback for the 49ers. Can you function at a high level, and can you get this team to win games? That's number one. Number two, what does it cost? I've never said that Brock Purdy's a $60 million a year quarterback, nor do I feel comfortable paying him $60 million a year. Now, I also don't believe that the Niners will pay him $60 million a year, and I don't know if he wants $60 million a year. I don't know the context and the substance to it. We're a long way away from that, okay? And number two, when you look at the options out there, is Sam Darnold a better option than Brock Purdy, Dave?
It's about even, in my opinion.
So who would you rather have, the guy who's been in the system for 3 years or the guy who was here as a backup and then had a one-off season in Minnesota?
You have to look hard at that, to be honest. I would have to look at the draft pool and see. I think you can roll a Brock, but I'm with you. But I'm not accusing you. That's why I'm calling. I'm trying to get clarification. And you cleared it up. I'm just saying, I don't want to pay him because circumstantial. I think he does obviously deserve a raise, but to your point, obviously not 60 mil. But there are questions about him. There are limitations to him. And, you know, that's definitely going to be in the equation. Now, between him and Darnold, that's big because Darnold has a bigger arm. And I think Brock, if you look at the game on Thursday, he left 14 points on the board. You know, like he left 14 points on the board. Underthrowing big throws has been a big issue for him. I think a lot of people are seeing that. And that's giving a lot of people a little pause now. So I just think he fits with us. I don't think he fits with a lot of other teams. And I think if he were to hit the open market, I don't think there'd be a lot of interest. So I think he's either Niners or bust, in my opinion, to be honest with you. But I was just calling to get clarification, bro. I'm not trying to accuse you of anything.
Do you want a clarification for me? You're confused?
Yeah, because it sounded like you wanted to pay him. It sounded like you wanted to pay him because you was tired of this QB tier. So, yeah, I was going to say this. That's on the coach. That's on your coach, bro, that y'all don't want to trade. That's on the coach.
So, Dave, you want to trade Shanahan?
What's up?
You want to trade Shanahan, Dave?
No.
Why you say, yo, you're a Niner fan, too? He's your coach, too.
Y'all go to bat for him, not me.
I will go to bat for him.
I want to know, Dave, since you're on the line. Let's have some fun here. David Frizzo, brought ridiculous. To you by the River Islands Gas Line. Well, why don't you go to bat for? Why don't you go to bat for Shanahan?
Because we're in this carousel because of him. We're on our sixth quarterback because of him. We're having these questions because of him. He's the one that fixed the QBs. So we're here. We are again.
Two Super Bowls, two NFC Championship games outside of those Super Bowls. That's not a successful run.
Yeah, that's a successful run, but there's also flaws in that run. So what I'm saying is there's flaws and there's positives. You can focus on the positives. There's also flaws. If you want to overlook those, that's fine.
Now like I want to know who you want to coach the team. Like this is, oh I have. God, look at, if that's how you feel, honestly, I'm being real, dude. If that's how you feel, dude, like that's how you feel as a sports fan. Like I like hearing it, but I would appreciate coming with who your alternative head coach is.
Yeah, if Mike Vrabel was interested, that's not a bad option because who our coach is now and who our coach could be, we can have the same results. We can have zero Super Bowls. With who it could be and who we have now, it could be the same thing, bro.
Well, so an interesting guy. I wonder why he's unemployed currently. I like him. I like Shanahan a lot more. And I think around league circles, people like Shanahan a lot more. That doesn't mean that Vrabel isn't going to resurface somewhere. I think Ohio State would be great for him, but I'm taking Shanahan.
Boy, I'm going to play a couple things here before we hit the show.
You like Vrabel, but you'd still take it, Shanahan, right?
Yeah, I'm not moving off the coach, man. And I've been as critical as Shanahan. I've warmed up to Shanahan. I'm like, this guy, he gets it. I rock with Shanahan.
What does he get?
He gets football. He gets how to put players in position to succeed.
I thought you meant the media game.
Oh, the media game? No, I don't care about the media game. I do like his media game because he had to check people after Trey Lance. You know, and 650, yeah, I don't think there's going to be any Warrior talk today. We'll get back to that tomorrow. Somebody here on the Comcast Business Text Line just text statmuse.com. NFL asks Sam Darnold career playoff stats.
Seen ghosts.
Basically saying that he doesn't have any playoff experience.
Yeah.
He'll get that this year. He'll get that this year.
I think we're all just, like, intrigued to see what he does.
Are you really that intrigued to see?
Minnesota's a fun team.
They are a fun team. They're a sleeper team. I mentioned that in the thread the other day, but are we really?
I've been wrong before.
No, it's not about you being wrong or right.
No, but I'm saying, like, out of all the things that happened in the playoffs, win me over.
But out of all the scenarios we got in the playoffs coming up, that's what intrigues you. Is that the most intriguing thing to you?
Well, I find that division, Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit, I think any one of those teams could knock off Philly, or Philly could knock them off. Like, it's wide, to me, it's wide open in the NFC. And yeah, so there is some fascination there.
Right. You got another one, 650. I would trade CMC for Swift from the Bears, which is funny because we had a lot of dialogue about Swift and CMC. Not that I want to Swift over CMC, but I thought he's a good running back. He's not CMC. Not even close to being CMC.
He's a serviceable player.
He's good. But it's going to be a long offseason, man. Buckle up. Shannon Sharp, Ocho Cinco. I'm telling you right now.
We're in a dune buggy.
No, we
going
are.
Going across the terrain.
It's going to get spicy on this show. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be this and that. Maybe I'll just take a vacation.
My favorite trade of all time on this show. We almost need a new category next year for the Doobies. I'm trading Shanahan, C-Mac, Debo, Pearsall, and Juice. Okay, what do you do? For two firsts, a second, DJ Moore and DeAndre Swift.
Craziest trade proposal of the year?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I need
the other one. Well, I don't really like Brock Purdy. We'll trade him for three first-round picks and Joe Burrow.
Best trade of the day.
I wake up too damn early for this stuff, man. This is insane.
Let's put Josh Downs in. I'll trade him for three first-round picks and John Elway.
I'm going to play this Sharp and Ocho back and forth on Purdy's contract. Then I want to play something from Dan Campbell before we get to Fast Five. Here's Ocho Cinco, because I just want to play it because I know it's ridiculous. I just want to hear Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco.
Brock Purdy is reportedly seeking a contract at the top of the quarterback market around
$50 million a year. Whoa. He don't need to be talking about no contracts right now at all. But go ahead.
All I know is I ain't getting him nowhere near no $50 million. I'll give you one of them old 35, 40 million.
Hey, what you think he gonna say? What you think he gonna say to that? No?
Okay. Guess what? We'll put you on a what you call it for 2 years.
What? Franchise tag?
Yes. Oh,
he gonna bet on himself like Kirk Cousins, then.
Okay, let him bet.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, they might be stuck. They might have no choice but to pay Purdy. Cause listen, you don't want to pay him what he's worth or what the market says he should be paid. Where else you going at the quarterback position? You have no one to replace them.
I'm not paying them no $50 million.
You don't have a choice.
Yes, you do got a choice.
Listen, they had a choice not to pay Daniel Jones.
What did Tampa play Baker Mayfield?
40?
33.
Nah, 40.
3 years, $100 million.
Okay. I see where you're going with it. So you're saying he should have a Baker Mayfield-type contract?
Yes.
Okay. That's feasible. I'm not sure he would even complain about that.
He would. I'm not giving him no $50 million. That ain't happening.
That quarterback position is very, 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 very important. And sometimes, if you want it bad enough, you will overpay for it.
He's got a point there.
I lean more toward the way Shannon's viewing this and than the way Ocho. But I get, see, all of Ocho's counterpoints are 100% accurate.
Right.
Like, why would he accept that? Why would he take less? That's why I think this is intriguing.
No, yeah. And you know how I feel about the players in the NFL. Go get your money. We do it in all walks of life in every industry. We all want top dollar, whether you're a producer, a sports radio host, a program director. You think that he gets taking something off the top to say, yeah, you know what? No, hell no. He's got a family to feed. He's got a house. He's got a mortgage to pay. You taking something off the top?
Ponte, this is not real life. This is pro sports.
Exactly. And you know what? I don't care if it is pro sports. You're going to get your dollars because that's how the locker room stink. And
you
other
can't
players,
give everyone a blank check. Well, you have to draw the line somewhere.
Well, you're going to draw the line
on
the quarterback?
I'm watching hotel. Look at,
you're going to draw the cool line on the quarterback?
I'll give you a real life scenario. I'm watching hotel people strike out in front of these businesses, and they're saying, oh, we can't afford to have a living wage, which they are accurately correct on that. But also, if there's no revenue because tourism is down, you can't just throw money at employees and expect to be able to pay them. If you don't have the revenue, your business model won't sustain. So there's got to be balance, right? You have to have thresholds. You have to have systems put in place to where you can actually be profitable.
Poor people got a strike during the holiday season. How long is this, Dan Campbell? How long is it? Can I play before Fast Five?
No, we'll play during Fast Five.
All right, let's play.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Dan Campbell, on overcoming adversity and not making excuses, this is via 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit.
You know, you win 11 in a row, you know, and you lose, and then the sky falls. I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. We're just not going to be able to do it. You get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us, and well, everything's good. Life's good, you know, but you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your f***ing molded bread, and it was just fine, and it gave you everything you needed. And sometimes you got to get punched in the mouth and remember what it used to be like to really appreciate where you are, and we'll do that. We got a bad taste in our mouth. We got kicked around the other day. We lost a few guys, and you know what? It's exactly what we needed. This is exactly what we needed. So we're going to bounce back. We're going to respond. We got guys that are about to have an unbelievable opportunity here, and we will play the game any way needed to win. We still got a good offense. We got plenty of defensive players. I can go rattle them off right now. We're going to put the best 11 on the field. We're going to freaking cut it loose. We're going to play with our special teams, and I don't give a crap if we got to win by 1 point for the rest of the year. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to be happy about it. We come out of the game with 50 yards of total offense and we win by one, you're going to see smiles on my face, I promise you. All right? If it's the other way defensively, we give up 700 yards and we win by 1 point, you're going to see a smile from my ear to ear. All right? I can promise you. So we're going to find a way and we're going to get it done.
Dan Campbell, man. National treasure.
I don't know if that guy is a schematics genius, but I know for one thing, that is a leader. I love him.
Would you trade Shanahan for him?
No.
I bet you saw some Niner fans out there that would trade Shanahan for Dan Campbell. That's for sure. Ooh-wee.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
No, but like when you hear that, like he's 100% correct. Once I got a car, I never rode the bus again. I was like, I'm not riding Muni. Screw that. I grew up riding Muni. I didn't have a license until I was like 23.
Once I got one,
I never looked back.
No thoughts? We got a break? Final thought is, we'll get to the Warriors tomorrow. House Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at Home or on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a good day, everybody.